From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. Another beautiful weather week in Illinois as we transition from summer to fall. Average temperatures this week range from the low 60s to low 70s statewide, between 1 and 7 degrees below normal. Although we didn't see nighttime lows dip into the 30s quite yet, we did see 40 degrees in Stockton and 42 in Monmouth. The cool end of summer was welcome after an extremely hot and humid season. This summer was right around 2 degrees warmer than normal statewide and will likely be a top 15 warmest summer on record. Persistent humidity kept summer nighttime temperatures very high throughout the season. In fact, the average summer nighttime low temperature in Peoria was the second highest there on record, only less than 2010. This past week was mostly dry as well, continuing a streak of dry weather conditions across much of the state. 7-day totals range from virtually no rain in southern Illinois to just over 1 inch in parts of northwest and east central Illinois. The lack of rain has been a problem for southern Illinois going back to July. In fact, last month was the driest August on record in Carbondale, Mount Vernon, Centralia, and Charleston, and was a top 5 driest for most places south of I-72. The dryness has been noted by an expansion of both moderate and severe drought in this week's U.S. Drought Monitor. Looking ahead, another cold front moves through the state early this weekend, dropping low temperatures into the 40s and 50s, while highs will struggle to make it out of the mid-70s. A gradual warm-up next week will lead to highs in the upper 80s by next weekend, and we may see a return to the 90s in southern Illinois. Next week also looks very dry, with forecasted totals mostly less than a quarter of an inch statewide. The outlooks for the second full week of the month also show best chances of warmer and drier than normal weather sticking around. This is not good news for the burgeoning drought conditions in southern and central Illinois, but will be conducive to harvest. That said, the dry conditions increase the risk of field fires as folks get into the field, so everyone should take care to make sure their equipment is well cleaned and that you have a plan in case of ignition. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.